Well, I was delighted to see today that the epistle reading on this annual meeting day is all about Paul's metaphor of the connection of the body of Christ with our bodies and with the body of the church. Because annual meeting day is, for me, a day to celebrate the faith community of Calvary. It's a day of thanksgiving and of gratefulness and of celebration, a lot of that, of energy and optimism. It's a day to give thanks for the past year and to cast a vision of hope for the future. Well, a day of celebration, though, doesn't mean we don't face challenges with various parts of our community life. It does not mean perfection by any means. It does not mean that this past Friday afternoon our water main doesn't break at the church. It does mean, though, that we have an incredible staff named Stuart who noticed it was breaking and took care of it with the plumber. This is a day of celebration, especially in the context of Paul's description of how important all of the parts of the body are, and giving thanks for the diversity and the unity in this place. Today is about recognizing the miracle of community, the miracle of the power of community and the power of good that happens in a community that declares itself to be part of the body of Christ. One point underlying Paul's view of the body of Christ and of the church is probably hard for us 21st century people to grasp, because Paul here, and in all of his writings, but especially here, is not talking about a church community as we participate in it. He's not talking here about a church of voluntary membership, a church where people come in and come out and transition and transfer, take a break from church. Paul is talking about a community of Christians who are forever connected through their baptisms. They're forever connected to God through their belief in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Paul declares our membership in the body and in the body as a radical claim on us. We are an absolute group conjoined with one another, like the pieces of our body are conjoined with one another as sisters and brothers in Christ. A lot has changed in the world since Paul was traveling through the Mediterranean, planting new little church communities along his way. In a time when to declare one's faith in Christ, the resurrected Christ, was to declare that oneself was walking on the outside of the cultural norms and standards. People might wonder, I've had lots of conversations with people about this, people might wonder why in the world we continue to study Paul's writings in our incredibly transitional and modern and technological world. And I think we do it because we are exactly that. We are incredibly transitional and highly technological. But in that technology, we know that our world and the people in it have become more isolated from one another and not less. But I think we have an urge as humans to continue to be in community. And Paul's words draw us back to what the possibilities of community look like, the hopes of what can happen when a community that honors and celebrates the gifts of all that come together can be drawn together in a unity of purpose and hope. Our world celebrates and practices hierarchy, but Paul's view of the body is absolutely the opposite of hierarchical. He offers an image of a body where all the parts supplement one another. There are a lot of physicians in this room, and I'm treading on your territory here, But I think I'm okay in saying that Paul somehow understood, and even then, how the body parts work together. That one needed the other, and they all work together. When we lose one, things don't quite work the way they're supposed to work. We are conjoined. He puts forth a radical claim of Christian unity in his writings, but we know when he urged this unity on all of these churches that he's writing to, we know then that those churches struggle with the same exact things that we struggle with. For they were not perfectly unified. No community is. But here at Calvary, I really feel that while we're maybe not different from the people of Corinth, we do our very best to honor the work of one another, and we do our best to love one another. So today is a day of celebration. At Calvary, we try to celebrate diversity and raise up every single person, no matter how young or how old. Each one of us comes with a unique set of gifts for ministry here to the body of the whole. And we need every person in this body. We need each part of this body, whether you are an ear or an eye or a knee or a leg or a big toe in the body, or the toenail on the big toe in the body, to use his images. Not one of us, young or old, can be fully who we are created to be without the other being fully who he or she is created to be. We have here such a diversity and richness of ministry and gifts and skills that people bring together. And these are a gift from God to us, something to be celebrated. All of us are called into this community. All of us are called to support and love one another. So on this annual meeting day, I celebrate you. I am grateful every day for you. Yeah, we got some challenges. Now, that sounds negative, doesn't it? But I don't approach this with negativity at all. My new favorite word is experiment. And we are going to be experimenting, as we have been doing, with new and creative ways to meet challenges. We have inherited a beautiful but very old campus and building on the campus. And we are charged with the responsibility on our watch to not just keep this place intact, but to make sure that it's able to meet the needs of those who will come in these doors for years to come. We face the reality of a complicated and hurting world, and the invitation of how we as God's children will respond to God's blessing by offering our financial treasure, our gifts and our talents to do God's work is the reality we're called to talk about. Because our neighbors need us. Our world needs us to tell the gospel and to act out the gospel of love. We name and honor the good challenge of how we as very busy people can offer some of our passions, some of the things that bring us life, some of our gifts and skills in a portion of our discretionary time, which I think for many becomes smaller and smaller and smaller, to God's work in this body of Christ. And that goes for adults, it goes for our teenagers, and it goes for the smallest among us, for each one of us is valued here and respected and needed. So these are creative challenges that we will meet not by ourselves, not by myself, not all by myself, not all by any of yourselves, but together in this community, a community of diversity unified for purpose and hope, the work of the whole body. We bring our unique perspectives together in the way that only we can do that. Every person here is beautifully created by the one who loved us first. and given something that only we can bring to the table. I'm confident in Calvary Church. Absolutely 110% confident that we have everything we need here now to do the work God has called us to do. With faith, with energy, grounded in God's love for us and in our love for one another. And so I celebrate you. I give thanks for what has been, for what is now, and for what will be. God has blessed this community for a long, long time with wonderful and faithful, diverse and loving people. And God will continue to do that for a long time to come. To God be the glory. Amen.